This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, when we have huge City of Chicago music news, we could just lay it out for you. But we like to bring in the big guns. So when there's music news concerning the City of Chicago, put on by the City of Chicago, we go right to the top. We bring in the mayor. Rahm Emanuel. Good morning, Rahm.
Good morning.
Thanks.
Is that your cleaned up version of the big dog?
Yeah. Move over and let the big dog chow down. Hey, let me tell you something, since we are going to be talking about rock and roll. You are never going to make it in the rock and roll world if you show up for an interview early.
Well, Lynn, I showed up early. It's a habit. And I just want to be clear. When Amy and I had our first blind date,
yeah,
10 minutes early, the mayor, then just Rahm Emanuel. Amy Rule, 15 minutes late for the blind date, and that has been true for our entire 24 blissful years together.
Well, you know, these are the things in a relationship that that you get, you get past it. So, you know, maybe you go out and She's known
all this time that you'll wait for her.
No.
She's not a dummy.
This is also, let's be sure, President Clinton was notoriously late.
Oh.
I mean, this is a big deal. I mean, it's really, really, they'll wait for me. I got a big decision to make here. But he was, I'm not talking about 10, 15, I'm talking hours.
Oh, no.
I used to yell at him about this. Mr. President, you got to respect their time as much as your time. I know it's really important, but this is really a good meeting.
They used to call it Clinton time.
Yeah.
I remember waiting for some of those appearances.
Yeah, without a doubt.
See, he performed music on television. As a performer, he understood the ins and outs of dramatic delays.
There's a tempo to the day.
Yeah.
At 3 a.m.
There's a tempo to Taste of Chicago.
You got it.
And I understand that we've got a very big band coming to play.
Big band? July 14th, get your iPhones ready. Flaming Lips, July 14th, tickets on sale this Friday. Do you realize will be played?
Ooh, I thought you were going to do you realize the Flaming Lips are one of the bands you have to see before you die, because it's a multimedia extravaganza. You see this picture on the, you can't see it. But there I am introducing the Flaming Lips at a Cinco de Mayo celebration. And when you introduce Flaming Lips, you have to go into their dressing room where they have trunks of stuff to wear. You can dress up as a little woodland creature.
What would you suggest this outfit you're wearing today is?
In honor of
the Flaming Lips.
This is my, well, you can tell by the fluffy tail, this is my squirrel outfit.
Everybody out there, and Lynn is wearing his feety pajamas. He loves sliding out in the wood
squirrel
floor.
Squirrel pajamas. I like to be a little woodland animal when I talk to Mary Dixon in the morning, because that's what really gets her wheels turning.
And I get the broom, and I start hitting you with it.
You know, we have a 911 number for that. We have a special line for that.
Or is that 311? Yeah.
That's more
of an animal control.
Yeah, you know what? If you see Lynn Bramer dressed as a squirrel, do not dial 911. Dial 311. Mm-hmm. Let them take their time before they get to you.
I think that's covered by Blue Cross Blue Shield.
Yeah, it's got to be. They cover just about everything.
Yeah, exactly.
So the thing with Taste of Chicago, everyone can come to the park, to Petrillo Music Shell, and see the band play. Seating on the lawn is free.
And then if you want a seat, you pay for it, but you can see the same show, free or not.
There you go. And Le Boucherette and Chicago's Half Gringa to kick off the afternoon.
Yes.
This is a tradition going back to, I think, 1987, 1988, XRT and the City of Chicago putting on a free concert. And, you know, in the olden days, those seats in the front, sometimes they wouldn't be used. Sometimes the band had them. Sometimes the people in the city had them. And now everybody decided, you know what, we got to fill those seats up. Let's make those premium seats and charge a nominal fee. $18 $18 for a concert ticket today?
Yes.
That's barely even nominal.
You know
nominal.
That why? 18 in Hebrew means chai to life. And you're going to love, I don't know, I'm just going out on a limb here.
Wow. Yeah.
Well, I don't the think Flaming Lips are all about enjoying life in yes. all kinds of
and periodically
kinds
what,
of ways.
And what happens is not only do you get your seat, you end up not sitting in it because you're standing the whole time.
That's
then
right.
You wonder why you did this.
Well, you certainly stand for the Flaming Lips because they'll have a cast of thousands on stage. They'll have people dressed as Alice in Wonderland, as Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, maybe they've updated their costumes.
Yeah, that's true.
Possibly. You think we could do an entire Trump cabinet? I think that's possible.
Take it easy.
What about the rest of the concerts for Taste?
Well, we're going to do that a little later.
We're making that announcement tomorrow.
Yeah. Today is the
Today's
big
all
one.
About XRT.
The big dog's giving you the big one there, Mary.
I just wanted to check.
Okay. Yeah. We'll break our news when we're ready to break our news.
We will break into the news tomorrow.
I want to say this. What was the last concert you saw?
The last concert I saw was John Prine, the Maywood Mailman. He was back in town, Chicago Theater, sold out show Friday. One of the best shows I've seen this year.
Best shows.
Yes. And his version of I Ain't Hurting Nobody was slow and slinky and seductive, and the slide guitar was brilliant. Of course, you know, he turns a phrase like nobody else. What about you, your last concert?
I would Duran Jones and the Inductions at Lincoln Hall.
Don't know him.
Oh, you 27?
Yeah.
The Bayou of Louisiana,
mm-hmm.
and puts a show you can't believe, and right out of the church. Great music.
So it's got a gospel tinge, a Louisiana
R&B.
Tinge, R&B.
Yeah, and I saw him open in Thanksgiving for Jacob Banks, same venue, Lincoln
Jacob
Hall.
Banks, who people have been listening to on 93XRT. You know, I was telling you, I've got to become, well, not, you know, in the
you
next few
it.
Years. I should become the mayor of Chicago just so I can get out more and see more concerts. It's seeing more concerts than I am.
Well, what you do is you go, there's like principal for a day. We can make you mayor for a day, but you can't just do it Friday from 9 to 11 o'clock, okay?
It's got to be the full Monty.
Yeah.
Do I have to jog the 3 miles like you do in the morning? Because that's not going to happen.
Well, you can walk them, I mean, we'll put it in fast motion so it looks like you're running. Okay,
I'll look like Babe Ruth in a 1920s video.
Exactly. And then you got to, you know, this morning I took the train in and people were in a, it's interesting. So I take the train in.
Yeah.
In the 7:30, you get nods. I was on the train around 8:15 and it's a more talkative crowd.
Just that period of time.
It must be the second dose of, Java.
So
yeah, it's
when
the coffee kicks in.
Don't you think it's like it's really interesting? I'm at 7:30. Sometimes people, you know, take a photo or whatever, or talk to you. But for most, it's a nod. Nice to see you, Mr. Mayor, or something like that.
Right.
This morning, a little later, and all of a sudden, a couple came on. We were talking about where they work and everything that's going on and what they're planning for the summer.
And what do they ask the mayor when they encounter him on a train? What are the...
Well, it's the first time, the first question usually is, first is good morning, and then they say, do you always take the train? And I tell them three times a week, twice a week, I take the train. I've been doing it my whole career. And then I ask them. So the mayor, the trick is, you then say to them, well, where do you work? How'd you guys meet? They're both from Des Moines. One, she works at Uptake. He works at a wind energy company.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and they came here, and that's, you know, and then they live in the Old Town area.
So
they love the city.
You're putting yourself out there 3 days a week.
Right on the train. I've been doing it the whole mayoral
day.
So I'm a big, I swim in the morning, do my workout. And I know that's another thing, Lynn. You can either swim or run. You don't have to stick. Right
See,
there.
I like
we,
to.
We have water wings for
I,
you.
I was a swimmer in high school, believe it or not. And now I'm.
Wait a
I'm,
second. Mary, do we have any photos to document that claim? I don't believe.
Yes, but I had to turn them into HR.
What was
because
what was,
they were disturbing.
I want to know right now what were just well, keep those away from
like,
the
why
children.
Why are you showing these to us?
What was your
stop it?
What was your distance and what was your time? And did you ever win anything? Come on, Lynn, be honest.
Okay, here's the true story.
Oh,
there are pictures of me in a green and white Speedo at McBurney High School in New York City. I was a sprinter, 50-yard free, 25 flat, which now most junior high school girls beat that time. But at that period in history, I won a gold medal at the New York City Championships as the anchor leg of the 200 medley relay. And I'll tell you why. because the first three swimmers on that medley relay were high school All-Americans.
You know what? I don't care what Mary says. I don't care what the family of XRT says. I love you, Lynn. I love you. Have you ever told that story on this show?
No, I never have.
It's so good that you're starting to open up after about 20 years. I'm really starting to share the background.
What you have to understand is I'm really deep down inside a shy, retiring, temperate, moderate individual. And not many people get that.
No.
Mary's got a very sour look on her face.
A little skeptical, that's all.
I'm not sure. Yeah, none of us are we're not there.
Okay.
First of all, we're both traumatized by the Speedo image. Okay?
Well, let me just tell you, I used to be a sprinter. Now I'm a floater.
Yeah.
And on that note, let me just remind people that we are all gathered here this morning to get the excitement rolling for the 93 XRT Taste of Chicago concert on Saturday, July 14th. Food everywhere.
From all parts of the world. The food trucks, the specialty chefs. And the last 3 years, when I became mayor, people were saying, shut it down. We not only reinvented it, it's now a success for the city, and the Taste of Chicago is rehabbed and rebuilt for the future.
So Saturday, July 14th, the Flaming Lips headline, the XRT Taste of Chicago concert at the Petrillo Bandshell. The full lineup, we got to wait till tomorrow.
Yes.
And tickets go on sale if you want to sit in the seating area, starting at $18 on Friday morning at tasteofchicago.us.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you.
And make sure you come back if you have more big music
news. We have big news.
You have big news coming up early summer.
Early summer.
You can come back.
We're going to come here to the scene of the crime. Back.
Where you first appeared when you became mayor-elect.
You got it.
To tell us a story. You'll have more stories. Thank you for dropping by, XRT. I know as mayor of Chicago.
The rest of the day is not going to be the same. Lynn Bramer, Speedo.
I've got some bleach in my office.
If I stutter the rest of the day, you'll know why now.
Well, I'm glad to leave you with an enduring image in your mind to carry out the affairs of the day in the city of Chicago. If any mistakes are made, feel free, as everybody else does, to blame me.
Be on time.
Be on time.
Or be square. Remember, go back to the point.
Mayor Rahm Emanuel joining us for the announcement of the XRT Taste of Chicago concert. Do you realize that XRT loves the Flaming Lips?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.